ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಗತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಯುದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 118. ರಾಮ ಆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಸೀತಾ. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. At the sight of Sita, who cast her eyes on the earth out of coyness as she stood by him, Rama's anger blazed forth. Lady, I have worsted my foes in battle. I reduced to ashes the capital. I have taken ample revenge. I have done everything that a Kshatriya hero should do to wipe off the blot upon his fair name. You may imagine that all this was done to get you back, but it is utterly baseless. My efforts have been crowned with success. Ravana has been punished enough for his offense to me. I have wiped off the face of the earth the insult he hurled upon me and his breed along with it. I have displayed my valor in the face of the countless worlds. My word has been proven true, and care and anxiety have left from me. Ravana brought you away when you were helpless, and he fickle of mind. Human effort has healed the injury brought by destiny. The aims of life are not attained by him who takes lying down the disgrace put upon him and exerts not his valor and prowess to the utmost. He is an insignificant creature. The wonderful leap of Hanuman over these waters, the destruction of Lanka, and the amazing deeds done in the battlefield have borne fruit today. So also the labors of Vibhishana, who sought my side in preference to that of his wicked brother. The words of Raghuveera startled her. Her eyes looked troubled with fear, like a delicate fawn hemmed in by tigers. The lady Sita wept out her heart in a torrent of tears. Like unto a blazing fire fed with further oblations of ghee, Rama's anger blazed all the more fiercely. His brows were knit. He brooked not that Sita should stand before him. He looked at her out of the corner of his eyes and pierced her heart with cruel words in the very hearing of the monkeys and the rakshasas. I have done utmost everything that one should do to clear himself of the blot laid upon him by another. In the far past, Ilvala the Asura made the south inaccessible to all creatures. Then the Maharishi Agastya of divine wisdom slew him and rescued the region from his tyranny. Even so, I have recovered you from the enemy that carried you away. I crossed safe the ocean of battles thanks to the valor of my friends. But do not delude yourself with the fond thought that all this was done for you. I come of the spotless line of Ikshvaku. Peerless am I in fame. It behooves me to discharge my duty as a Kshatriya. I should wash myself white of the black ill fame cast upon me. You dwelt in the house of Ravana, the wicked one. Hence your life there is open to suspicion. A man with a sore eye cannot stand a bright light, and I do not brook your standing before me. It pains me much. Do not stand in my presence. I have no use for you. The wide world is open to you. You have my leave to go your way. Know you of anyone coming of a lofty line, endowed with matchless valor and fame, nay, calling himself a man? Know you of anyone who would take back unto himself his wedded wife that stayed for a long time in the house of another, an impotent victim of his strength and power? Ravana carried away on his lap. He devoured you with his burning looks of lust. Come of the unsullied line of Ikshvakus, should I take you back now? The meanest creature that crawls on the face of the earth would cry in derision and scorn. Fie, fie! I recovered you from the enemy only to safeguard the tradition of my line and self-respect, and it has brought me high credit. My heart has no place for you, not the least. Do not take it that I am moved by anger to fling these words at you. Go where you will. This is my carefully and calmly considered decision. Our elders have it that a woman should never be left to herself. So you may abide wherever you like with those who are your children, with Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, Sugriva, Vibhishana, and the like. You are endowed with matchless beauty. You steal the hearts of those who behold you. And Ravana bore you away out of his love for you and kept you in his apartment for many months. You were completely in his power. Is it in the nature of things that he would not have bent you to his will? By divine providence, it was given to Sita to behold again Raghava, dearer to her than her very life, torn from her arms for long months. He who was to bless her with his presence and love after a dark spell of despair. She fondly looked forward to seeing the end of her grief and misery, for his words, sweet and charming, led her to believe that his love for her was still the same. And now, like the bolt from the blue, there fell upon her ears those words, cruel and deadly, that she was fated to hear. The thought forced torrents of tears from her, and she was crushed by grief like unto a young plantain trampled by a mad elephant. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dharnurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.